Trump endorsed Adam Laxalt courts Hispanic voters in Nevada U.S. Senate race. By Catherine Hamilton on July 26, 2022. Nevada U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, R., is appealing to Hispanic voters ahead of the midterms, distinguishing himself from vulnerable incumbent Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, as a candidate committed to crushing crime and inflation. The Trump-endorsed former Nevada Attorney General pitched himself to Hispanic voters in the Silver State this week by releasing a statewide Spanish radio advertisement entitled Left Behind. The advertisement accuses Cortez Masto of caring more about helping Joe Biden in Washington than helping Latino families here in Nevada. An English translation of the advertisement states, "Instead of fighting for us, she's been fighting to pass a radical, failed agenda, no matter how bad things get. Crime is rising, because politicians like Cortez Masto abandoned our neighborhoods to criminals. Gas prices have doubled, because Cortez Masto puts radical environmentalists ahead of our working families. Prices are going up on everything, healthcare, housing, groceries, because of inflation caused by Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto's reckless spending. Babies are going hungry, while Cortez Masto fights for unrestricted, taxpayer-funded abortion on demand up until the moment of birth. Catherine Cortez Masto left Nevada's Latino families behind. So in November, we'll leave Catherine Cortez Masto behind." The Laxalt campaign is also launching a Latinos for Laxalt website this week in English and in Spanish for voters who want to learn more about the race, and is set to hold various Latino outreach events, including a Latinos for Laxalt meet-and-greet dinner on Thursday. Laxalt said in a statement, "I'm immensely grateful for the overwhelming support I've received from the Latino community throughout this campaign. As I've traveled across the state, I've had the chance to speak with countless Hispanic families to hear their stories and hear about their concerns and priorities. Like many families, they are concerned about rising prices, the cost of gas, our open border, and the deadly uptick in violent crime." Laxalt also accused President Joe Biden and Cortez Masto of championing leftist policies that are hurting Latino families and undermining the safety and security of their communities. He continued, "It is no wonder 70% of Hispanics disapprove of Joe Biden's performance as president. If elected, I will work hard every day to address the real concerns of the Latino community and ensure that every single American, regardless of background or ethnicity, has the opportunity to live the American dream." Recent polling highlights Democrats' vulnerability with the Hispanic demographic in Nevada. A March 2022 survey from Blueprint Polling showed that Cortez Masto and Laxalt are tied among Hispanic voters, though 23% were undecided. The same poll found that Hispanic voters favored President Donald Trump by 19%. The left-wing Washington Post has admitted that Nevada is ripe for GOP picking. Data analyst and political columnist David Beiler calling the state Democrats' biggest vulnerability in a July 11 op-ed. Beiler wrote, "In November, Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto will be defending her seat against Republican Adam Laxalt. Democrats typically win a silver state, but their margins tend to be thin. Biden and Hillary Clinton both beat Trump by 2 points there. And Republicans have held Democrats to single-digit wins in other recent statewide races. And in 2020 Democrats showed they were vulnerable in key Latino segments of the state. Trump's gains in heavily Latino North Las Vegas is a good omen for Laxalt. 30% of the state's overall population is Hispanic or Latino. And 89% of Nevadans live in two mostly urban counties, Clark and Washoe. If Republicans continue to make progress with Latinos, Democrats may find it hard to keep up. There aren't that many more votes available among key Democratic constituencies. Black Nevadans represent only 11% of the state. And college-educated whites are outnumbered by white working-class voters 2-to-1 statewide," he continued. Disclosure: Breitbart News is represented by Cooper & Kirk, PLLC. Adam Laxalt is a partner at Cooper & Kirk. He is not actively engaged or working on any matters for Breitbart News.